אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד.
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 2, Part 6, page Taftaf Yudzain 417 in Hebrew, the Ten Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim. We're in item 26, Inner Light. You will find. Does everyone have it? Okay. Shall I read above? Page Taf Taf Yud Zayin, first column. Now you shall thoroughly understand, or. Now you shall thoroughly understand that the Kli of Bina of the Guf, since it doesn't have nothing of the light of Bina, because the light of Bina ends is concealed in Gar, like the words of Dari. Therefore, its name changes to the name Da'at, for it has nothing of the light of Bina. And the reason is explained why the Sefirah of Da'at emerged in the Olam HaNikudim, which is because here the Kli of Bina de Guf became empty of its own light completely. It was also explained the reason why the Guf of Nikudim has only lower seven Sefirot, and this is because only those three are in the Rosh as well, which are Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. And this is the root of the division of Nehi to three-thirds. And this is according to the three Sefirot, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut, of Partsuf Nikudim, which clothe on Netzach Hod Yesod of Ak, where the Rosh of Nehi, these are the Bechina of Bina, and the inside of Nehi, which are the middle prakim, middle joints, are the Bechina of Zeranpin. And the end of Nehi, which are the lower joints, are the Bechina of Malchut. And the reason for this division is because in this entire part Suf, which shines in Nehi De'ak, there is no more than these three Sefirot, because Keter and Chochmah in them remained above the Tabur, in Yesut of above the Parsa, which is regarded as Akudim, and is not counted with the Sefirot of Akudim. Rav, look, there is something very special here, which happens in many places, and then in many degrees between the Partsufim, even between the Olamot.
יש לנו רוש תוך סוף.
There is רוש תוך סוף.
יש לנו רוש תוך סוף.
There is רוש תוך סוף. Let's take Galgalta for example. In Galgalta, we have Netzach, Hod Yetzod. In every Kli, there are three parts. Chabad Chagat Nehi. Chabad Chagat Nehi. Chabad Chagat Nehi. Every Kli is connected.
יש לנו דברים כאלה בטכניקה.
We have such things in science, in everything, in technology.
חלק החב"ד.
The part of Chabad in them, there are parts of Chagat, and the parts of Nehi in them.
כן. Lama.
Why? There's a great difference between Chabad, Chagat, and Nehi in terms of their force of bestowal, Bina, Malchut, the way they mix. They give a very clear perspective what belongs to Galgalta Einayim, what belongs to Achap, and therefore this is how they connect. This is what is said. Look, and this is the root of the division of Nehi, of Galgalta, this is what he means, into three thirds. They follow the three Sefirot, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. Bina, Malchut, never mind. Of Parzuf Nikudim, clothing Netzach Hod Yesod, the Ak. Netzach Hod Yesod, the Ak. The Rosh of Nehi, Rosh of Nehi, are Bechinat Bina, and the Toch of Nehi, which are the middle Prakin, are Bechinat Zeranpin, and the Sof of Nehi, which are the lower Prakin, are Bechinat Malchut. So we can say the following, that this part belongs to Bina, and that part belongs to Zeranpin, and that part belongs to Malchut. Okay? All in on, if we take Nehi De'ak, and the reason for this division is that because in this entire Partsuf that shine in Nehi De'ak, there are no more than these three Sefirot. This is because Keter and Chochmah in them remained above Tabur, the general Tabur, in Yesut, which is called the first Rosh of Nikudim, above the Parsa, because it belongs to Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction still, and it is regarded as Akudim, and is not counted among the Sefirot of Nikudim. However, the Ari counts four divisions here, Keter, Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. So, other than the upper third and middle and lower, there is Keter as well. This is because there were two times in this Partsuf of Nikudim, Katnut and Gadlut. What does it mean, two times? Because there is a state of Katnut and a state of Gadlut, that is already the beginning of time. There's a difference. A little bit more or less, that gives us the feeling of time. In every possible sense, there is no time on its own. There is a difference between the two things, between things, and this is time. Doesn't matter in what, only there should be a difference. And this is what gives us this feeling, the feeling of time. So there are two times, Katnut and Gadlut. In the beginning of their creation, they emerge in Katnut because they came out of Nikve Naim of Rosh Desag on Komad Prina Aleph of Aviut, coarseness, which is merely Or Zer Anpin. However, afterwards there was a second Zivug of Ab and Sag on Reshimod Alet Gimel, 4x3. And then Mochin de Gadlut, the Nikudim came out being Gar. That is why the Ari divides them now by the order of Tikkun Kovim, correction of lines. Zer Anpin closes Arech Anpin de Atzilut. Okay, we will learn what is there later on, but meanwhile, let's read. Meaning Chochmah, Chesed, Netzach, the right line, that's clear, right? Hello there. I told you want to sleep.
No.
Okay, Chochmah, Chesed, Netzach. Kav Yamin, right line.
Bina,
Gvura, Hod, Kav Smol, left line, Keter, Da'at, Tiferet, Yesod, Keter, Da'at, Tiferet, Yesod, Kav Emtzai, middle line.
Kav Emtzai,
middle line. Yet, in the beginning of their emanation, what is the beginning of their emanation? In Katnut, because Katnut is the beginning, then comes the Gadlut. The lower seven only came out in one line, one by one. As is explained in the words of the Ari. It turns out that the Ari speaks of the Gadlut of Nikudim. A second version. I don't know about it. It was written in brackets. This is what it means in his writings. It doesn't really belong to us. It is written that Keter from the Nekudot close from Tabur the Ak to Siyum of the Guf. What is the Siyum of the Guf? Tiferet, until the Sof of Tiferet. Because in Tabur we have Tiferet in Ak, in Galgalta. Here is Tiferet. In Tiferet, there is third, third, and third. Right or wrong? Three thirds. This is how we divide Tiferet. Chabad Chagatni, as usual. So he says the following. It is written that Keter from Nekudot closes Tabur the Ak until the Siyum of Guf. Guf is called Tiferet. This is where the true Tabur is, and Chabad are in the first three Prakin, the Nehi, the Ak. Now he divides it differently. Chabad, he says the following. Chabad of the first three Prakin, the Ak, and it turns out that one Rosh, meaning Gar the Nikudim, were separated from one another because the Keter closed Tiferet the Ak, and Chochma and Bina closed the Rashim the Yerchin the Ak. And Yerchin, meaning Yerchaim, thighs. And we must understand that. Moreover, okay, you read. I don't see well. Moreover, where did the Sefirah of Dad come to Rosh the Nikudim from? After all, the Ari will count it henceforth among the seven Lor Sefirot of Zer Anpin. The thing is that you know that Gar the Nikudim are Bechinat Achap that came out of the Rosh. Keter is Bechinat Ozen and Bina. Chub are Chotem and Peh, meaning Zeranpin and Nukva. Zeranpin in Bechinat Tikun Kavim, correction of lines, is in Bechinat Chesed Gvura Tiferet, and the Nukva is Nehi. Okay, for the time being, this is how he divides it. So he divides it this way. Below Tabur de Galgalta, we have the lower third of Tiferet. On this lower third of Tiferet, he says, Keter de Nikudim close. Later on, there will be here the world of Nikudim, Olam Nikudim, and then it's Keter close the lower third of Tiferet. Of Galgalta. And here is Keter, the Nikudim, and then comes Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim. Next. It's been explained above that through the Zivug, the Ab Sag, Bechinat Dalet descended from Nikve Enaim to Pe, as in the beginning. The Achap rose to Rosh once more, and Or Gar came down to them. It explains there that despite that, no change was made in the previous state, and Yesud did not return and descended below Tabur because of that. Only its Hara, only its illumination. Hence, this Bechinat Gar is Bechinat Chagat that became Chabad. It means that Chotem Peh that were on Komat Zer Anpin and Malchut first, which are Zat, the Chesed in them returned to Bechinat Rosh and now became Chochma. The Gvura in them that returned to Rosh has now become Bina. And the rest of the Sefirot Tanhim now became Dat. Also, the Bechinat Ozen, which is Bina, that returned to the Rosh, now became Keter. Thus you find how the Achab that were in guard the Nikudim became Kachbad during the Gadlut. Ozen became Keter, and Chochma and the Chup in Chotem Pe became Chochma and Bina, and the Tanhim in Chotem Pe became Dat.
Keep reading, we will later have to go back to it. Also in the inner observation there, we will see.
Know that from here on in Atzilut there are two Bechinot Chagat Nehi made in each Partsuf. This is because of the Achab that went out of the Rosh and became Guf, being Komat Zer Anpin. Afterwards, there is Bechina genuine Chagat Nehi that were never in Bechinat Rosh. These two Bechinot divide on the Tabur of each Partsuf. Because Chagat Nehi, which are Achav that became Guf, their place is above the Tabur, regarded as Bechinat Abba Ve'ima of that Partsuf. The genuine Chagat Nehi are considered Zon of that Partsuf, and their place is below Tabur. Also, Chagat Nehi below Tabur, which are the real Zon, they too have that same discernment when they expand in a partsuf of their own, whose chagat end at the tabur. They are considered bechinat achab that came out as the rosh of that partsuf, meaning real zer anpin. It's nehi below tabur is its genuine Bechinat Chagat, meaning that we're never in its Bechinat Rosh. Now the order of the Halbasha, the clothing of Partsuf Nikudim to Nehi De'ak, that the Ari explains here, is thoroughly clarified. It has already been explained that in Sag De'ak, there was the beginning of raising of man to Nikve Enaim, causing the exit of the Achab from the Rosh. However, in itself, there was no change, and the Achab of Rosh, the Sag, did not come out of its Rosh, but is considered to have elicited a special partsuf of Se'arot there, where this great change occurred. For that reason, we do not discriminate Bechinat Chagat Nehi above Tabur De'ak here, as in the Partsufim that follow. Rather, it is Bechinat Akudim from its Tabur up, its 10 Sefirot, beginning from Keter. Also, that entirely new partsuf where the Achab became Chagat are considered him as merely Chagat Nehi below the Tabur of its lower partsufim. Thus, its Albasha, clothing, resembles Zon de Atzilut, clothing below Tabur de Arich Anpin de Atzilut. Therefore, Keter de Nikudim, which is Bechinat Ozen, when first emanated, namely Bina, is found clothing the lower third of Tiferet,
of Ak,
because the Sefirah of Tiferet is Bechinat Bina of the Heik Tzavot, on the part of its Kli. It clothes only below Tabur of Tiferet the Ak, and not above its Tabur, because there it is Bechinat Akudim, and Keter de Nikudim has no hold in Bechinat Akudim,
because the whole Partsuf emerged on Tzimtzum Bet.
Chabad in the first three Prakin, the Nehi De'ak, it's been explained in Or Pnimi, Inner Light, that Sefirat Netzach is the Bechinat Zer Anpin of the five Ktzavot edges on the part of the Kli,
as we drew in the drawing.
And Sfirat Hod is Bechinat Malchut of the Heik Tzavot. Hence, the Chotem Peh in Garden Ikudim are Zer Anpin and Malchut that return to Rosh, and became Chochmah and Bina. They clothed the upper thirds of Netzachot De'ak, which are Bechinat Rosh de Zeranpin and Malchut, where Rosh Zeranpin is in Netzach and Rosh Malchut in Hod. However, now these Zeranpin and Malchut became actual Chochmah and Bina, because they returned to Rosh as in the beginning. Thus, Chochmah and Bina de Nikudim are proportional to the upper Prakin of Netzach and Hod, as from the beginning of their creation, they are Bechinat Zeranpin in Malchut, as they are. Da'at de Nikudim closes the upper perek joint of Yesod De'ak, entered between the Roshim, the Yarchin, inside the Guf, meaning in Tiferet, which is Kli Debina of the five Ktzavot. This is so because Da'at is Bechinat Or Chesed, clothed in Kli Debina. You already know that these Chotem Peh consist of the seven lower Sefirot, because the Chotem contains Chagat Nehi, and Peh is Malchut. You also know that only Chug in them became Chochmah and Bina, while the five Sefirot from Tiferet down became Bechinat Da'at. It is so because Sefirat Chesed is Bechinat Chochmah of the five Ktzavot from the perspective of the Or in it. Hence, its power is good when it returns to Bechinat Rosh, when it once more receives Bechinat Chochmah. Sefirat Gvura is Bechinat Bina of the Hei Ktzavot from the perspective of her Or. Hence, she now returned to being Bina. Sefirat Tiferet is Bechinat Or Zeranpin in the five Ktzavot, Hei Ktzavot. Thus, now that it is closed in Tiferet De'ak, which is Bina from the perspective of the Kli, it became Sefirat Da'at, clothing the upper perek of Yesod De'ak, clothed in Pnimiut, internality of Tiferet De'ak. However, from the viewpoint of Albasha clothing, it closes only up to Yesod. The reason is that the Bechinat Kli of Yesod is from the Bechina of Malchut of the five Ktzavot. It is known that the Masach mating with the Or Elyon, upper light, is in Kli Malchut, thus having three Prakin in Yesod. These are the three places of Zivug, Peh, Chazeh, Yesod. For that reason, Bechinat Da'at in the Rosh, over which the Zivug was made, closes the upper perek of Yesod, which is Bechinat Malchut the Rosh. Chagat in the three middle prakin, and Nehi in the three lower prakin. You already know that these Chagat Nehi are Zat de Nikudim, being Bechinat true Zeranpin, that were never Bechinat Rosh. It has also been clarified that the real zone are also divided on the two Bechinot on the Tabur. Above the Tabur, they are Bechinat Achap of itself, exiting from the Rosh. They are called Chagat, and below Tabur, they are its zone, where there was never Bechinat Rosh, called Nehi. In that proportion, the three middle Prakin and the three lower Prakin divide as well. Chagat clothes the middle Prakin, and Nehi the lower Prakin. There is yet another reason truer in this place. You already know that Chagat of the five Ktzavot are the Bechinat Gar in them, and Bechinat Zeranpin in the five Ktzavot begins in Netzach from the perspective of the Kelim, and begins in Tiferet from the perspective of the Orot. Hence, Rosh, Toch, Sof, Denehi, Deak are divided thus. The Rosh in them is Bechinat Achav that actually returned to the Rosh. The Toch in them is Bechinat Gar of the five Ktzavot, five edges, meaning Chagat. And the Sof in them are Vak Devak, being Zeranpin and Malchut, the five Ktzavot. Thus we have clarified the four divisions in the ten Sefirot, the Nikudim. In them during the Gadlut. The first is Keter de Nikudim. It is not counted here in the Partsuf, as it's Bechinat Zachar, male of Rosh de Nikudim, being Bechinat Bina and the Etzem, the essence of Or Ozen, for it has Bechinat Bet, the Itlapshut. The second are Chochma, Bina, and Da'at, who from the beginning of their creation are Bat Or Zeranpin, the Rosh, called Chotem Peh, that came out of the Rosh, and turned into Bechinat Zeranpin, the Guf. However, during the Gadlut, they became Bechinat Rosh once more, having Heara, having illumination from the Or Ozen through their Hitkalilut, with the Zachar. The third are Chagat de Nikudim, who are never Bechinat Rosh, but from the five Ktzavot, they are regarded as Kachab. The fourth are Nehi of Nikudim, being Bechinat Zeranpin and Malchut of the five Ktzavot. One might ask, since Achab returned to the Rosh and became one with Galgalta and Enaim in it, the Chotem Peh, which are Chochmah and Bina, became one with Keter, which is Ozen. Thus, there are only three Bechinot here. Indeed, you should remember that there was no change performed on the upper Sefirot again, meaning because of the return of Abba Ve'ima to Rosh. Yesut, which is Bechinat Galgalta Enaim of the Rosh, of that Rosh, remained above Tabor in itself as in the beginning. Keter de Nikudim too, which is Bechinat Bet, remained for itself as in the beginning. But only their Heara, their illumination, reached Chochma and Bina when they returned to the Rosh.
All
right, surely it's not simple. There are many questions here. I too had questions and still have many.
No.
Malagit.
What to say?
No.
Well,
לפחות יש כאן משהו ש
at least there is something here that we can hold on to. Partsuf Galgalta divides to Chabad Chagat Nehi as well. It's Nehi also divides Netzach Od Yesod to three thirds.
Shlish Tachton de Tiferet de Galgalta.
The lower third of Tiferet of Galgalta, which stands out below the Tabu. Keter of Nikudim dresses on it, and we don't talk about it. It's still Bet of Itlapshut. We start talking from Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, which is Aleph of Avaviut. They clothe over Nehi of Ak, and not Nehi, but Nehi that connect in a special way, where the upper third of Nehi connect together, the middle third and the lower third. Why? Because after Tzimtzum Bet, we have a measurement with respect to the force of Bina. We have Bina and Malchut. So, who's closer to Bina, who's closer to Malchut, who's in between, that's what's important to us. And so, the Partsufim, in that special field that now happens after Tzimtzum Bet, kind of arranges these parts like when you shuffle cards. It rearranges them, and that's what's important to us. We will later on learn how they align in the world of Nikudim, these parts, how they divide, how they clothe Nehi of Ak, and how they begin to receive the light of Gadlut, which is the main thing, and then something doesn't work out there and they shatter. But we are moving to the last part. We heard something.
Moving on to the